Morning members, morning, good morning everybody, welcome. I think we should make a start. We're still one or two members short, but we've got a busy agenda and I think we need to press on. But first of all, as I say, a very warm welcome to you all. I think we should try and finish by one. I've certainly got an important meeting at one, and I'll try and do my best to steer things through over the next 3 hours. In terms of the format of today, we've got two major papers to look at. One is on the scope of works for Site 7 on the Central Reclamation, and that's an open session. And then later you'll see Item 4, we're going to move into closed session, when we're going to really focus, if you like, on the business model, as I describe it, for the development of Site 4. And we felt that it was appropriate, probably, as this could be commercially sensitive, as we work our way forward on the potential model, that we have at least the first session as a closed session. But let's see how that goes, and let's see what progress we make. If I can, then let's move into the agenda proper. Item one is confirmation of the minutes of the first meeting. These were circulated. A number of amendments were received from both members and from representatives who attended the first meeting. Those suggested amendments have been incorporated in a revised draft, which was, I apologise, only sent out to you yesterday. The amendments essentially are factual ones. They've been taken from, obviously, the recording of the meeting and amplification made, as requested by various parties. Does anyone have any comments on the revised version of the minutes that was sent out yesterday? I apologise, as I say, for the late distribution. One point just to point out, because one or two members have raised it with me, we do attribute comments to individuals. Because this is an open session, we felt that the comments should actually be attributed to the party who made them. So you do appear in name, if you like. Some committees I sit on, which are, if you like, held in private session or are felt to be more commercially sensitive, then the member's name is not mentioned. But you'll see here we do specifically mention the member and your comment and link the two. But I hope that's acceptable. I think it should be acceptable. As I say, all those comments were made in open session. But do members have any comments on the minutes, Peter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I do have comments on paragraph 328 and 329 of the revised minutes, 326 and 27 of the unrevised minutes.
Well, let's look at the revised, if we may. That's page 13.
Yep.
Please, yes, go on.
I think the minutes absolutely accurately reflect what was actually said, but I think there's certain misunderstanding here. I'd just like to make it plain that the Highways Department did not agree to your suggestion set out in paragraph 328. Parties seem to leave the meeting and be working on the basis that they did agree to this. But there seems to be some misunderstanding there. But I'm not questioning the way the minutes have been written. They accurately reflect really what was said and what I left the meeting thinking they said as well.
Well, just maybe to comfort you, if I may put it that way, I've had subsequent discussion with the Bureau and they clearly understand what's required of them.
Are actually working together to look at the existing and the revised.
Indeed, and bring both back to us. Yes.
Okay, I think that should be minuted then, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Well, I don't think there is any doubt in that regard. Sorry. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, on the same issue, I thought this was going to be matters arising, but is it clear that there's going to be two models to be put in front of us, one for option one and one for option two? And if so, who makes each of the models? The proponent of the change making one model and the other one, then the Highways Department makes the other option, or who's going to make these two models? We've asked for the two models to be made for the both options totally worked out. So,
well, each proponent has been asked to revisit their model in the light of the comments made, and also each proponent has been asked to examine the statements and claims made by the other side.
Okay.
So the extent that we remove this can't be done debate that we had last time, which we all found very difficult and confusing.
Thank you very much. You're very clear, Chairman.
Chairman, I just want to confirm, is it that, you know, our view is that the two parties would work together so that in the next meeting there will only be one proposal that is agreed by the two to be considered? Or it will be again two?
There will be, my understanding is there will still be two proposals, but each will have been fully tested in the light of our request. And also, this debate that was between the parties in terms of feasibility and non-feasibility will have been cleared, and hopefully both parties will accept that their respective the scheme produced by the other party is feasible, subject to various qualifications.
Thank you. I just want to make sure, you know, that all these data that are being used by the two sides will be standardized so that there's no disagreement in terms of the data. It's just the...
I'll sign the minutes. Are there any matters arising on the minutes?